Welcome to episode 278 of the TDR Now podcast, the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, and you know what? Other theme parks as well, like the one we're going to be talking about today, which is Universal Studios Japan. We're coming to you directly from Japan, and you can find us at tdrexplorer.com and other places. Just look under that name, TDR Explorer. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I am a city guide, and you can find me at Dream Suites Love on Twitter and Instagram. And with me, as always, is the delightful Chris. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Mr. Very, very, very busy, Chris, actually. I should
very busy, say. And I feel like I'm probably still jet lagged because my trip was so quick.
Oh my God.
To the US. Oh my goodness. Oh. I was there for like 6 nights. Uh-huh. And like, I just got used to the time zone, and then it's like, okay, time to go back. Yes, I'm Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer, and I'm the one pulling 12, 13, 14 hour days getting our guidebooks done for Tokyo Disney and Universal Studios Japan. Do you want some life advice, Trish?
Yeah, I'm always up for some advice.
Don't write two guidebooks at the same time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
If you want your sanity. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, but hey, that's really, it's good multitasking. So.
Right? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. We've been busy trying to get our Tokyo Disney and Universal Studios Japan digital guidebooks out the door. It's going to happen. By the time this episode comes out, they're going to be released. So if you're planning a trip to Universal Studios Japan or Tokyo Disney Resort, head to tdrexplorer.com/books and you'll see our lovely guidebooks on there. Get one, get both, preferably get both, you know. We put a lot of work into these. We completely rehauled them from the ground up. And there's like little illustrations in there of me eating popcorn and things like that. It's just, we put so much work into it. I'm very proud of them.
That sounds really cute.
Even though I got no sleep, but hey.
Oh, you can sleep after.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, well, once I'm done, I have to head to Universal after.
No.
And then we're going to Ghibli Park. And then we're going to Nagashima Spa Land.
Uh-huh. You can relax at Ghibli Park and Spa Land, though.
That's true. I'll sleep on the Shinkansen.
Mm-hmm. You can sleep in the bath.
Well, we're not really talking about, well, we're not talking about Disney at all today. We're talking about Super Nintendo World. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah. Super Mario. Power up block. Or whatever it's called.
So Super Nintendo World opened its first location in the U.S., at Universal Studios Hollywood, and I was fortunate enough to be there for the grand opening. And for longtime listeners, you know, I've been to Super Nintendo World here in Japan numerous, numerous times. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about the noticeable differences that I saw when I was at Super Nintendo World in Universal Studios Hollywood. Because, you know, people want to know. Basically, when I was recording the video for it, when I was there, I couldn't help myself. I just kept saying, oh, that's different. Oh, that's different. Oh, that's different. Oh, we don't have that.
Okay. It sounds exciting.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, like seeing all the differences, what they brought over from Japan, like what is basically, you know, copy and paste, what is improved, because there's actually some things that I think the US one does better than here. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's stuff that's better in Japan, you know, kind of give and take, right?
Okay. I mean, I want to hear everything.
And then there's things that are just exactly the same. So it's very interesting. Where should we start?
What about like the overall area? So, okay. So it's brand new in California, right?
Yeah. March. No, not March. It's not even March yet. Geez. February something. 16th, I think, is when it officially opened.
What's the crowd control situation like? Is it by like appointment or is it just like go in there and if it's crowded, it's crowded? Is it like, how does that work? Yeah.
It works just like the one here where you have to get, they call it a virtual line. Mm-hmm. And once you're in the park, you just get into the virtual line. Then when your time comes up, you get to go into the area. So very similar to how we do it here.
Okay.
But the one thing they do differently than compared to what we do here in Japan is they have an early, you can buy an early entry ticket.
Oh.
Which I think it fluctuates in price, but when I looked at it, it was $25 US dollars. And you get to go into Super Nintendo World an hour before the park opens.
That's pretty good. I would pay $25 for that for sure.
Yeah, I really like that option.
Like, boom, get it done and then move on with your day.
Because here in Japan, we don't have that, right? We have the Express Pass, which just allows you to get into the area without having to do the whole timed entry thing. And that's pretty much it. That's the only like paid way to get into it, right?
Yeah.
So having the option to buy an early ticket, like, yeah, I would totally do that, especially to not have the crowds and stuff in there.
Absolutely.
And I guess just to kind of preface everything, when we did it, it was on a media day. So I didn't get to like experience what the real crowds would be like. Of course, during media day, everything is kind of controlled and there's no like regular day guests in the area. So just kind of keep that in mind when I'm explaining things. Well, mainly for, crowds and stuff like that. I didn't get that real experience because we were there for media day and Universal did invite us to go. So they did provide the food too, which we'll talk about. I'm kind of excited to talk about the food because that was probably
the biggest shock. Differences. I'm really interested in that. It's a different palate and I wonder like how different it is. So I cannot wait to get to that part.
We'll leave that to the last part.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll have to be patient. You guys too. Be patient.
Probably the biggest thing you'll notice when you first go in is the pipe, like the green pipe area is different, like the entrance.
Oh, okay. How different?
The photo op area for the green pipe, ours is laid out differently compared to the US. Like they're both like kind of different layouts, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Like ours are three. And I think if I remember correctly, the one in the US is like there's two?
Like three photo spots or?
No, like three pipes, like green pipes. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting how that was different. But the pipe itself, when you walk into the land in Japan, ours is much longer, which that just depends like, the area that they built everything in. The effects in Japan is... Mm-hmm. It's kind of like green stripes that are kind of like whooshing by to make it feel like you're kind of rushing through the pipe.
Yes.
Whereas the US one, it's like this swirling effect that's kind of like a rainbow.
Ooh, that's
so it's cool. Completely different from ours here in Japan, which I thought was very interesting. Like,
yeah.
I would love to know the reasoning behind that. Like, why change it?
I don't know. Maybe they just had like different versions and they went through all the work. They're like, oh, we made these different versions and they chose this one, but we like this one too. Let's use it over here. know?
Or maybe they thought the whole green thing that they do here in Japan, it's too subtle for people over in the US. Because like the one, the rainbow thing is very like, wow, okay, that's really in your face. I don't know. I don't know the reasoning behind why they did that.
Yeah, I wonder if the other park will also have a different one or it'll go with the California one or what.
It will be very interesting to see the one in Orlando when that's built. And I think it's supposed to open 2025 because they're not shoehorning it into an area, an existing park, because it's a brand new park. So they have, quote unquote, unlimited space. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they're doing. They've improved on some stuff in the US, like in the Hollywood version, over the one here in Japan. So I'm excited to see what other lessons they're going to learn and apply that to Orlando.
For sure. Yeah.
So it's just very interesting to kind of follow along with this. More about the area, the Princess Peach, like when you walk into the castle, this is very different. There's portraits on the walls. The ones in Japan are static. They're just static photos. The ones in Hollywood are actually screens and there's like animations happening and the pictures change and everything. And it kind of explains why Bowser Jr. is there, why you have to collect the keys with the mini games. So I thought that was really nice, like a nice change, kind of explains things more. And it's a little more, I guess, higher tech, I guess. And then when you go into Super Nintendo World in Hollywood, the first thing you're going to notice if you've been to one in Japan is this one's almost, or it's pretty much one level, like on the outside. Because one here in Japan, we have two levels outside. Like, you see them right away.
Okay.
So the one in the U.S. feels more open, but it, from what I know, it's a smaller area. But because there's not that second level in the middle of the area, it feels more open.
You feel like less enclosed. Yeah, yeah, I get it. That's interesting.
There is a second level for the Hollywood version. It's kind of in the back. And yeah, it's just like, that's where the binoculars are and extra punching blocks and stuff. There's not too much up there. So I guess you can say it's technically two levels, but sure. And like Mario Kart, well, we'll talk about it in a second. Anyway, it's Super Nintendo World. It looks like Super Nintendo World, right? There's nothing really different about that. Just like, you know, things are in different places and whatnot. The Hollywood version has the timed piranha game. I can never remember its name. The Goomba crank and the Koopa Troopa shell game and also the Thwomp Pano Panic. So they have four mini games to collect the keys to go into Bowser Jr. They are missing the Ba-Bomb area. The one in Japan has, we have a Ba-Bomb like underground area.
Okay.
The Hollywood version doesn't have that at all. It's not there.
Maybe like a space issue or something.
Yeah. Because it does take up a lot of space in the one in Japan. And it's all indoors. So yeah, I can see why they would have to have cut that. The Bowser Jr. game, exactly the same as the one in Japan. They didn't change anything, which it's fine. It's a fun game. For Mario Kart itself, the ride, exactly the same.
Okay.
There's, I mean, nothing changed.
Expected, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting them to change anything. Except, you know, everything is in English.
Fun.
But, you know, that's obviously expected. The biggest thing, though, is their queue. Uh-huh. It is so much different than the one here because the Hollywood version doesn't have the Yoshi ride.
Yeah, okay.
But the entrance into Mario Kart, the first level, because you have to walk up to the second level within the queue. The first level is Yoshi. It's Yoshi's Island. So they kind of took the queue from Japan and put it as part of the queue for Mario Kart. But they did add some stuff that we don't have in Japan. Like there's like this underground like crystal cave from Yoshi's Adventure or Yoshi's Island. They have that as part of the queue in Hollywood, which we don't have in Japan.
So they kept the aesthetic, right?
Yeah, it was very cute. It felt a little strange because it's like, well, we're going to Mario Kart. Why are we walking through Yoshi's Island? It eventually transitions, like you walk upstairs and it transitions into Bowser's Castle, which then is pretty much, it's not the same layout as the one in Japan, but, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. The elements are just in different places and stuff.
I have a big question. This is something that I was really interested in back when the Japan park opened. Are the points you get in the U.S. park, like in California, do you get like special badges or something for doing it like in a different location? And can you get points that connect to the app that you already have? Or is it completely different? Is it separated?
That's a good question because, yeah, I was asked that a lot. They're separate, completely separate.
Bummer. Why?
I think because there's so many different elements, the elements that you collect the coins are different.
Okay.
And there's different number of blocks in Hollywood versus Japan and stuff. So I guess it would make sense. Like it would just be a nightmare to kind of make them work together. So they are separate. So you download the Universal Studios Hollywood app and Super Nintendo World's within that app. And, you know, with Universal Japan, it's the same thing. Download the USJ app, Super Nintendo World's in there. But I can tell you, if you have a band from Japan, it'll work in the US.
Nice.
In Hollywood. It'll scan into the Hollywood app without an issue and it'll work just fine. So you don't have to buy another one. And vice versa. If you bought one in Hollywood, it will work in Japan. You just have to scan them into the respective apps is all you have to do.
Cool.
Works just fine. So I used my Toad one in Hollywood. My score and coins and everything were tracked in the Hollywood app.
Nice.
I did notice there's less stamps, like achievements, in the Hollywood version than ours.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it's smaller, right? Because there's one less attraction altogether, so there's stamps from that they're missing. And there's not as many question blocks in the area. And also the Hollywood version is missing the music block rock, which is one of my favorites here in Japan. The music block rock is like the musical notes. Do you remember that from Mario?
Yes.
that's like the music notes. And if you hit them in a certain order, it'll play a certain song. And those are their stamps included with that, like mm-hmm. achievements. Hollywood doesn't have that, unfortunately.
I wonder if they'll do like an equivalent or something, like in a different area or.
Maybe at some point. Who knows? Oh, one thing that Hollywood does better, in my opinion, mm-hmm. than the one in Japan. So there's the hidden characters around the area. So you have to look for like a circle with an M in it, but they're kind of hidden. Like they're mm-hmm. kind of like painted into the wall to make it kind of blend in.
Yeah.
And if you find it, you tap your power-up band on it and it'll reveal a character and then you get a stamp for it. The ones in Hollywood, when you find them and you tap your band, when they show up on the wall or whatever, they're actually in color. So they're the color palette from the games, whereas the ones in Japan are black and white.
Okay.
So they added color to the ones in Hollywood, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Interesting.
So I would say that those are one of the improvements that they did.
Yeah.
For sure, which I see that I'm like, oh, why didn't we get that?
Think about it, because like this one opened first, so like now they're kind of like doing like, oh, it would be cool if we did this, or oh, maybe we should have done this, you know, and they're kind of like tweaking it as they go. So yeah, like you said, like maybe the Orlando, they'll take the things that they noticed from this time and they'll apply it to that park, right? Which is really interesting to see.
Yeah, it's really cool to see how they're like adapting this for different places.
Uh-huh.
And also like, you know, Japan's weather is very different from California. And
oh, yeah.
Orlando's weather is very different from California and Japan.
Yes.
A lot of challenges, I could imagine, having to build these things because a lot of this stuff is outside, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like California, it rarely rains, except for lately, I guess. It's been snowing in California, which is very strange. But yeah, like California's weather is usually pretty, like, consistent, I guess, lack of a better term.
Pretty dry.
Whereas, and here in Japan, we kind of go through it, you know?
Yeah.
It's snowing sometimes. It's raining a lot. There's typhoons. And the stuff really has to kind of, you know, be able to stand up to the weather. Oh, character greetings.
What characters do they have?
Hollywood does not have Toad.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
I know. They don't have Toad. They have Peach and they have Mario and Luigi. But they don't have Toad.
Toad later.
Yeah, I don't know the reason why they don't have Toad. A spacing issue? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Is it not as popular there?
Oh, I would imagine he would be popular. I wonder if it's like a logistics issue.
Yeah.
Because it's a small character and he would be swarmed.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so.
Here that happens, but it's kind of a little more controlled, I guess. And I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing.
Because you could just change the side. Because, like, for example, like Goofy in America is like ginormous.
Yeah.
Right? So you could just make Toad slightly bigger if that was an issue. I would love to see like different characters at the different parks. It would be so cool.
I wonder what they're going to do. Well, it probably would happen in Japan first, if anywhere. Because that new parade just debuted, right? The No Limit Parade with Mario Kart. There is a Yoshi costumed character in that parade.
Shut up.
So
yes,
give us a Yoshi meet and greet, because I will literally die.
You'll die too.
I was kind of hoping there was going to be a costume Bowser, because I knew Bowser was in the parade, but it was just like a figure in the parade, so I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
I kind of want like Birdo or like the girl Bowser in the Mario Kart.
Right.
Those would be kind of cool characters. Or the Shy Guys. Oh, I would die.
Oh my goodness, right? Ugh. We'll talk about it in a different episode.
Okay,
we get
yes.
to see it.
Okay.
Oh, really quickly about the merchandise, because there's not too much to say about it. Hollywood's selection is lacking, lack of a better term.
Oh, okay.
They don't have as much as we do here. The variety is just not there. Like, they have a couple character goods. Like, they have Mario, Luigi, and Peach. And they have like one or two shirts with Boo on it or Teresa. And that's pretty much it. Whereas over here, we have like so many different characters on it. And like the merchandise in Hollywood is mostly like there's some headbands, there's some t-shirts, a couple accessories, some bags, and that's about it.
Okay.
But I think it's more of a like that's just how the market is over there. They had different Mario Kart merchandise though compared to Japan. It was very North American, I guess, like very they tried to make it look cool, which it did. I thought it would look great. But it's like, oh, these designs just wouldn't work in Japan. I know that. I just know they wouldn't. They weren't cute, I guess, is what I'm saying. Because, you know, cute is what works in Japan for pretty much everybody. Whereas, I guess, in the US, the market really doesn't call for that.
I think the demographics are also probably really different.
Yeah.
In Japan, it's really a lot more like the kids driving traffic there and like the teens. And in the US, there's a lot of adults that have a lot of nostalgia for like Super Mario and especially like Smash Brothers and things like that. If they had like Smash Brothers merch, would probably be a really big seller, for example, versus like here, I don't know if it would sell as much.
Yeah, because that's more like that goes into more like hardcore video gaming, quote unquote.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
They're very different markets. Mm-hmm. It's just very interesting to see the different types of merchandise that they do. Not that cute merchandise won't work in the US. I think it would.
No, people would buy it for sure.
Let's talk about the food. The food.
Yes, I've been waiting. I'm excited. Was it really cute stuff?
So a lot of it looked pretty much the same as ours.
Awesome.
Which is pretty good because the aesthetic is lovely for Super Nintendo World. So I'm glad they kept that quality there. But they definitely changed a lot of the stuff to match the, you know, North American palette, which would make sense. Japan and the US, very different, right? In terms of what people like.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest thing that I saw was the Princess Peach dessert. So here in Japan, it is Princess Peach's cake from Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
And it's just this big strawberry shortcake cake. And it looks fantastic. It's like $25. They don't have that in Hollywood. Instead, they have a Princess Peach cupcake.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as cute as the cake, of course. Like, the cake's pretty elaborate for a theme park. So for a cupcake, okay, fine.
I mean, it kind of makes sense because, like, I feel like going back to, like, the warp pipe photo spot, right? Like, there's 2 versus 3. I feel like teens especially like to go in big groups. And so the cake is more likely to sell because you would split it with your friends, right?
Yeah.
And in the US, probably people want more of an individual dessert versus like a group dessert.
Yeah, you don't really share things.
Not so much, right?
No. So it made sense why they did it. The cupcake was really good. It was good for a cupcake. Like, it wasn't anything special, but I'm a sucker for like buttercream frosting on a cupcake.
Sure, yeah.
So that was delicious because I haven't had that in years. So I thought that was actually really good. And on the inside, it was like raspberry jam or something. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, it was a cupcake. It was good. I tried their version of the mushroom soup. It was too mushroomy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was too salty because like I find when I go to the US, everything is super, super salty or super sweet.
It was very heavy on the mushroom and it was too runny.
Interesting.
Whereas the one here was the mushroom flavor was very subtle and it was more creamy.
Do you think they use different kinds of mushroom?
I don't know. Maybe. Like, yeah, I have no idea how they make it, but it's pretty much the same dish. Like, it's supposed to be the same dish. So I wasn't a fan of the one in the Hollywood.
Okay.
They didn't have the pizza bowl though. Hollywood did not have the pizza bowl. You know, like the mushroom top that was bread and then the inside's pizza.
Sure.
They didn't have that in Hollywood. It's only in Japan. They had the caprese salad with the piranha plant and stuff. That was pretty much the same. I only had the Luigi burger. And so the Luigi burger in both Hollywood and Japan is chicken.
Interesting.
So they kept that, but the US one is pesto. It was like a pesto sauce. So it had like a very, like, you know, kind of an earthy, spicy flavor to it because it also had capsicums in it as well.
Nice.
That was actually quite nice. It was quite lovely. I think it was better than the one we had, to be quite honest. The one here is kind of like too bland for me. One thing I wish I got to try, which I didn't because they didn't have it at the time. They released it the day after.
No.
Hollywood has Bowser's Spicy Meatball Challenge.
What?
So there's this gigantic meatball that's supposed to be really spicy that comes inside of this pastry that looks like Bowser's head. And it's on spaghetti. I think it's just like, you know, bolognese sauce or something. But it's supposed to be like a big spicy meatball. And I wish I got to try that because we don't have that in Japan. I think it is so cool that they did that.
What is the challenge? Like, if you...
I think you just have to eat it all.
Do you get something? Do you get like a sticker or something?
No, you don't.
Do you get like a stamp on your app?
No, I don't think so. They have the Superstar Squash drink, which is exactly the same as Japan. It's so good. Mm-hmm. The Superstar Squash. Very sweet, though. And that's it for like the special drinks. Like, we have a couple special drinks. We have the hot yuzu, or like the, like, I think it's hot yuzu in the winter, and then just like iced yuzu citrus or something in the summertime.
Yeah.
I didn't get to try the whole menu because I just didn't have the stomach space. They had like a prime rib. No. Is that what you call it? A rib. I don't know. Some kind of rib dish with what's his name on it? Toad.
Toad is a rib dish?
Yeah, it was very strange.
That's so weird. Like, I feel like you could have, like, I don't know, like a dinosaur or something. Some kind of creature. Yoshi? There's lots of creatures in Mario. Not Yoshi's ribs. That would be so sad. The kids will be crying. That would be amazing, though.
Oh, Hollywood did not have Yoshi's carbonara, I don't think.
Okay.
With the Yoshi egg on top. I feel
like,
because
carbonara is like a really big dish here. And I don't know,
yeah, in the
U.S.
I don't think,
how big it is.
The U.S. not so much. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't recall ever going anywhere where I would see that. Unless you went to like Olive Garden or Cheesecake Factory, because they sell everything.
Usually like they'll have something like Alfredo or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like Alfredo. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. But kids here freaking love carbonara pasta.
I love carbonara too.
I do too. It's a crowd pleaser, you know. Yeah. I mean,
you can't go wrong with carbonara.
You can't. Yeah, it's great.
Unless you have the pink carbonara from the Sailor Moon Illuminations over in the Pleasure Forest.
Oh no.
You can go wrong. You can go very wrong. Anyway, I digress. The food was pleasant. It was good. I was happy with that. I was worried it wasn't going to live up to what we have in Japan, and I'm glad they did, and I think they did pretty good.
Another thing I would worry about, like, in the U.S. versus Japan is, like, the portion sizes. Are they, like, similar to Japan's, or are they, like, massive?
They're similar. The portion sizes in Japan are actually pretty big at Canopio's Cafe, so they kind of match that. Oh, we didn't talk about the name. So, Japan, it's called Canopio's Cafe. Like, Toad is known as Canopio. So, I thought they would call it Toad's Cafe in Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, it's called the Toadstool Cafe.
Oh, that makes sense.
It does. But I just thought it would be called Toad.
Because Princess Peach used to be Princess Toadstool, right? Like in everything, like the cartoons and everything. Yeah. So it kind of makes sense.
Oh, another thing that I noticed is in the front of the Toadstool Cafe, they have topiaries of the different power-ups.
Oh, cool.
Which we don't have in Japan because there's no room. They left no room for that. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, there's like kind of like a space for them, which is really nice. Like, there's the mushroom, there's the star, the superstar, the fire flower. So I thought that was actually quite nice. You still need to get the Super Nintendo World.
I'll get there eventually. Like, maybe in the autumn time or something. I'm still kind of waiting. Like, you know what'll get me there? They're doing, like, the last season of Shingeki. If they do, like, a new Shingeki thing, I'll be there.
You know what? They'll probably do it next year.
Or this year, because this year is the final part of the season.
I need to catch up on that because I stopped watching for no particular reason. It's not because I wasn't enjoying it. I just kind of stopped. So I need to go back.
There's a lot of stuff in Shibuya right now.
Season 5? 6?
I don't know, because the final season got extended into like three different parts. So I don't know what number we're on anymore.
I guess, what arc are we on? I guess they call things arcs now. We're in the final arc.
Yes, the final arc. It's going to finish this year. It's like done.
I did watch a complete aside. I know we're kind of going off the rails here. I watched like a YouTube video recapping Attack on Titan.
No, that'll spoil everything.
I kind of know what happens though.
I mean, so I was
trying to get caught up. Why was I doing that? There was a reason for me to do it. I don't remember why.
Where did you leave off in the show?
Oh, I don't want to spoil anything, but it was before the really like crazy reveal happened. Well, there's been a couple.
Several. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing. I'm guessing which
I'll tell
one.
I'll tell you afterwards. I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to spoil anything. Anyway, Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Hollywood. I'd go back.
To Hollywood?
Yeah. That was actually my first time really doing Hollywood there. Mm-hmm. Like I went like years ago and I don't really remember much. So we got to do the tram tour and I got to do Secret Life of Pets and Jurassic World. That park is wild in terms of like escalators because they have so you've never been there, right?
I've never been because everybody always tells me that the California one is like really small. So we've never been there.
I think it's worth going to. Yeah, they have because it's built on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. Like it takes you like 5 minutes to get down the Super Nintendo World on the escalators. Just escalator after escalator after escalator after escalator.
Really?
It's crazy.
I want a video wild. Of this.
Yeah. Look it up. It's wild. Anyway. That's Super Nintendo World Hollywood, the differences between there and Japan here. So before we go, I want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, and Beth.
And thank you, Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie H, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Swoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, and Paige.
And make sure you rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, whatever the verbiage is on whatever app you're listening to us on, so you don't miss any of our new episodes. And you can find us on our website at tdrexplorer.com. And remember, check out our guidebooks for Tokyo Disney Resort and Universal Studios Japan 2023. You can find them at tdrexplorer.com/books. All right. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer, and I'm the one that is exhausted.
You need to get some sleep.
I do. I really do. And as always is the sympathetic Patricia.
Yes, I will cheer you on. Thanks for listening, you guys. Gosh, well, I'm the one who's, oh no, considering. I gotta get to USJ. I gotta do it. Oh no, what season? Autumn.
Halloween.
Maybe autumn. Halloween. It would be like Halloween or if Shingeki is there.
Do it.
An incentive.
Could you imagine if for Halloween Horror Nights this year, they had like a Shingeki area?
It would fit.
Or if they did a Shingeki house, scare house.
Yeah, that would be terrifying. I'd be crying.
That would be amazing. Because
it's really scary. Yeah, it's a really, like, it gets scarier and scarier as it goes.
That would be amazing if they did something like that.
I would love that. Yeah, I would be there.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I hope. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.